this is the market you've been waiting for. If you've been on the sidelines, if you're new, you need to get started and buy a deal so you can learn. And this is a perfect time to do it when the market's slower and people will actually return your phone calls or take your offer seriously, because it might be your only offer.
Listen, everybody, we all know that real estate is the most proven way to build wealth. But why isn't everyone wealthy from real estate then? It's hard to know where to start, and most of the education out there is just complete trash, and you end up investing your money on a series of courses instead of in real estate. That's not how this podcast works. We give you the blueprint to successful real estate investing and bring on guests actually willing to share their secrets. I started my real estate investing journey as a freshman in college when I bought my first duplex and have been in the trenches doing deals ever since. And today, I now own hundreds of millions of dollars of investment property. On this podcast, you will learn what you actually need to know to be a successful active or passive real estate investor. And we'll offer our takes on what's happening today so you can navigate this market and build wealth. I'm Drew Brenneman, and this is the Brenneman Blueprint.
All right, Brenneman Blueprint, back with another episode. Today, tackling another listener question. And today's question is today a good time to buy a property? So, got a lot of thoughts on this. You know, it's easy to make excuses. Interest rates are high, market's tough, recession, all this stuff. But I mean, especially if you're like a new investor and you're having a hard time the last 2 years having a broker even give you a call back, or you'd make an offer on a property and there'd be 20 offers. Things are going over ask, or on bigger deals, you have to do non-refundable earnest money day one. I mean, this is a perfect time to buy. All that's not happening. You can get the broker's attention. You'd be taken seriously. Sure, it's the difficult environment to buy in. Interest rates are up. It's hard to know if rents will be growing anytime soon. So it's certainly a challenging time, but there's always going to be good deals out there. There's good deals in bad markets. There's good deals in bad cities. There's good deals at all times. So what you need to do is you need to just sift through more deals and make sure you have a good one. So I think if you, especially you've been sitting on the sidelines saying price is too high, this, that, the other thing, now is the time you're waiting for, right? You're saying I'll buy when prices drop. I'll buy when things get slower. I'll buy when, I'll buy at this point. Well, that's today. You've been waiting for this to happen. It's happening. And now you're scared, or now you're wondering if it's a good time to buy or not. Well, you've been sitting around the whole time when it was a great time to buy, obviously, because everything was running up. But you were saying things were too hot and you're sitting on the sideline. So if you're on the sideline, this is the time you're waiting for now. Buy. If you are just getting started, you have such a huge learning curve where you need to get your first deal going anyways and get going. And there's good deals in all times. So some of the best deals that I've done, looking back on in retrospect, where I purchased at horrible times. I mean, one of my better deals I bought in 2007. So pick a worse time to buy a building. Pretty hard to even... hard to top that, where I bought arguably at the peak of that cycle. And then 2009, I considered selling it and I would have walked away with no cash in my pocket, no equity. I would have just had enough to pay the broker, pay my loan off and, you know, wipe my hands of it, if you will, and be done. But I wrote it out, and fast forward to 2017, you know, I kept improving the property along the way. I kept, every year I do a little improvements at the property or big improvements, depending how you view it. And I was able to sell that property for a ton more than I paid. I paid $670,000 for that in 2007. And in 2017, I sold it for $1.22 million. So that is just about, this doesn't have to do with market timing necessarily. You know, there's a saying, it's not about market timing, it's about time in the market, which people take that a lot of different ways about getting to understand the market better or know a city, have the brokers know you, or just giving your deals time to appreciate and have the incomes grow. 2009, I bought three deals and everybody thought I was crazy at the time, what we were paying for them. We were buying 20, 30, 40% less than what they would have sold for a year or two prior. So that made all the sense to me in the world. And the cash on cash returns were really high. 15%, I think, was the lowest one we did. And a lot of them were in the 20% per year. So I remember telling everybody, like, we're getting paid. We're buying at a big discount compared to before. I get it. It's scary out there. But these aren't short-term deals. We're planning on sitting on these things for like 10 years. We're getting paid 20% a year on a lot of these to wait. What's the worst that's going to happen? We're going to have our loan paid down so much, and this cash flow I'm talking about, I mean, we'll 3-4x our money in 10 years, even if the property doesn't go up in value, just off cash flow and paying the loan down. So this is the market you've been waiting for if you've been on the sidelines. If you're new, you need to get started and buy a deal so you can learn. And this is a perfect time to do it when the market's slower and people will actually return your phone calls or take your offer seriously, because it might be your only offer. I mean, people were selling me multi-million dollar shopping centers and office buildings in 2009 to a 22-year-old. Yeah, they probably were hoping they'd get an offer from like a name brand type company. But they weren't, they were pencils down. And I was there buying with fresh capital, with a good outlook on the hold period. You know, if those are going to be like short-term holds, sure, who knew where things would be by 2012 or 2013? The way it looked in 2009 wasn't the case. Like it was clear, you know, in retrospect that we'd be turned around by then or at the start of the wave up. So, at any rate, like, so then what deals to buy? Maybe touch on that for a second. This would employ the same strategy that I said I did in 2007 and 2009 and 2010 and 2011. And when there's a lot of uncertainty, my recommendation would be to take on less risk. The risk is how you get burned on the deal. So what types of risks am I talking about? Primarily the risk coming from your hold period and your risk from the type of property you're buying. So that could be product type, so apartments or office or what to focus on. And then the business plan. So what would be just an extreme, what's risky in those? And then what's not risky or not as risky? All this stuff obviously has risk. So for hold period, I'll just make an extreme example for all three. I want to buy this property and hold it for a year. My business plan is I'm going to renovate every apartment and then I'm going to sell it. And I'm going to do variable rate debt, high leverage. That's the riskiest business plan you can come up with. So don't do that. Focus on buying a nicer quality asset. So a newer property where it's already leased out. So there's no risk on the business plan execution. You already know the income. You just need to run it from here. And then on the debt, do something conservative, fixed rate, modest leverage, you know, whatever that is to you, 50%, 60%, 70%. And then on the hold period, extend it. It's not a 3-year hold like a lot of people were talking about in the last few years. It should be a 7 or 10 year hold. And there's just no way that you're not going to come out doing well on a 10-year hold of a nicer asset buying when prices were down. It's just never happened where those deals haven't done well. Compared to what? Sure, you're going to make a lower return than people who bought a deal in 2019 and then resold it in 2021. But that's in the rearview mirror, that market. Today's market, focus on a less risky deal. This is the time you've been waiting for, if you've been waiting. So get going. And I would absolutely buy deals in today's market. And we are. And more or less, we're employing the same strategy I'm telling you about right now. We have, so we're looking at very similar deals to what I'm talking about. So if you like that strategy too, and just want to invest in other people's deals, obviously you're welcome to invest in our deals. If you're an accredited investor, you can just go to our website, Brenneman.com. click the Invest Now button in the upper right corner, and you can get started to join our investor list and see the opportunities we have coming. And then also too, just as usual, if you guys like the content, like what I'm doing here, just please give a rating on Apple or whatever platform you're listening. It's real fast. Just click 5 stars or whatever you think is warranted. Obviously, 5 stars are better than 1 star. And then don't forget to subscribe if you haven't. You know, you can subscribe to the podcast on all these different platforms and on YouTube and everywhere else. So appreciate having everybody here as a listener today. So, and good luck out there navigating this market. Take care.
If you learned something from today's show, leave a review and hit that subscribe button wherever you enjoy your podcast. Dive deeper into real estate investing on Brenneman Capital's website, Brenneman.com, where we have numerous free resources and information that can help both active and passive real estate investors. Accredited investors can get started today as a passive investor in our multifamily investment opportunities by hitting the Invest Now button on our website.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of Drew Brenneman and guests as of the date of recording and do not purport to reflect the views or opinions of Brenneman Capital LLC and its subsidiaries. Views and opinions are provided for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon or deemed as investment or tax advice or an offer to buy or sell securities. The speaker cannot be held responsible for any direct or incidental loss incurred by applying any of the information offered.